In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I do ask that you would keep in your prayers repose the soul of Father George Salazar, who will be buried today. He'll be there, God willing, at his burial as well. Today we have two saints which we commemorate within this feast day, St. Damien Wooster, or Damien of Molokai, this great Belgian saint who gave his life for the poor lepers in the leper colony of Molokai, giving his entire life for them, and by the grace of God, he was allowed to not just be one who ministered unto lepers, but one who was a leper among lepers, and so testified to his life the fullness of what God did for you and I, which is to be take on our human condition in all ways except sin. So too, Damien of Molokai took on the through the grace of God, took on the condition of the lepers and became a leper with them, that he may share fully within their sufferings and ultimately offer himself as a living immolation or a living sacrifice for them. You can find out more about St. Damien of Molokai in a 1990 movie that I will send you a link to if you're subscribed to the flock note at the conclusion of Mass. It's free on YouTube, and it's a very, very entertaining and well-done movie depicting the life of St. Damien. But today we have the feast day of St. John of Avila. John of Avila is a great priest of the time of the who lived at the time of the Council of Trent, or the Protestant Rebellion. During that time of those Protestant heresies that were springing up all over Europe and throughout the world, and tearing many Catholic and country asunder through those heresies which were spreading like wildfire, what St. John of Avila did was all the more give himself to the true faith. He was a young man who grew up through devout parents there in Spain and Avila itself. And although he was preparing for the priesthood, he didn't see himself as worthy to undertake the full of the teaching office there. And so he withdrew for seminary for an entire year, seeking to live at the very back of his parents' estate, where he sequestered himself with theological books and no human contact other than for somebody to bring him in food, where he was in the back of that property and remained there for a year, just in study and prayer and seclusion. And after having completed that full year there, he felt sufficiently prepared to continue on with studies toward the priesthood. He became a very devout holy priest whose counsel was sought out the whole of his life. In fact, he tirelessly worked his entirety of his priestly life in every moment of contemplative frenetic activity. It was said that he would spend all day long working in the pastor work which was entrusted to him, doing spiritual direction, ministering to the needs of the flock that was there. And when he had moments of repose, he would take to the pen and tie himself to his desk, writing ceaselessly, it seemed, letters to those who were asking him for spiritual counsels. Many of the early saints of that era, particularly the early Jesuits, came to him for direction, and so he turned them unto St. Ignatius so that they might join his order rather than to become secular priests, one of which would be St. Francis Regis and many others who joined that holy order of priests that were founded in order, or rather given the task by the Pope to combat these Protestant heresies, and so did such a good job working that through so that they may remain, souls may remain true to the Catholic faith and away from those errors which lead to the perdition of souls. John of Avila, I was inspired by him as a young seminarian as well, taking to read his seminal work, Audi Filia, which is based on one of the Psalms, and his directions to the soul, saying, "Listen, O daughter," speaking the soul in the feminine way, as it always is, "Listen, O daughter, to the words of your master. Give yourself totally over to your king who loves you." In fact, it's a seminal work that that all seminarians should read, and you as lay people would do well to take a look at that book, Audi Filia. Within there's one quotation that always has struck me, and I preached on in the seminary, much to the chagrin of the formators who were there, but the quotation I'll share with you now. He speaks about the priesthood, and it's important for the priest to think about it, particularly on this day, which Father George Salazar, who gave his whole life for the people there in Las Vegas, New Mexico, serving more than 40 years, I believe, there within that community. He says this. He says, "If the priest were to complete even but a third of what is entrusted to him as his duty and his task as a priest, he will be acclaimed by the people as a saint. Yet, if he is content with fulfilling but a third of what it is that he is called to be as a priest, his soul will be in danger of hellfire." It's an important thing to think about. Father George did so much good there, and indeed, a moniker that was used often for him, they called him Saint George in the town. You know that well. But the same is true, that even when the people acclaim us as saints, we are called to something which is far greater than the people are able to comprehend and understand. The standard of our actions as priests is not the praise of the people or to win their admiration, but rather that of God himself. So the example and the measure, the canon for the priest is none other but Christ himself. And so pray for your priests. Pray for me. Pray that the Lord will send us priests, that he would send us not just any priest, but many priests. We have so much that needs to be done here within our great diocese of 69,000 square miles. But we need many holy priests, priests after the heart of God, not content with hearing that we do well from those whom we serve, but rather those who we ultimately serve, which is God himself. One word of encouragement for those of you, as I know many of you are struggling, these are words from Saint John of Avila, which is not John of the Cross, by the way, totally different, although they existed at the same time. John of Avila writes this as a consolation to someone who was struggling. If you're struggling, pay attention to these words. They'll be an encouragement for you. He writes, "It is our Lord's will that you should not taste the sorrow of this vale of tears, and not of the milder, but of the most bitter kind. May his name ever be blessed, his judgments adored, and his will fulfilled, for the creature owes its creator reverence and subjugation in all things, be they pleasant or painful. To teach us what great things we are bound to do and to suffer for so great a master, God is desirous to deprive us of what is as dear to us as the light of our eyes. Recall Saint Abraham. He had a strong affection for his son Isaac, and that was the point on which the Almighty God tested him. Recall holy Job. He fondly loved his seven sons, and God took them from him in a single day. In this manner, he treats all those who are dear to him, that they may testify their love for him while he bestows the great graces on them by this means. I know that human nature cannot understand this. It thinks only of the grief and of the loss. Our Lord has sent you this trial to make you cling closer to him. Do not fancy that he takes pleasure in your pain, for he is merciful and feels a tender pity for your hearts and your tears. He has embittered your cup with this drop of wormwood so that as all human consolation is taken away from you, your heart may rest on him alone. For he is called, as the scriptures say, the father of the forsaken." The Lord has not called you for a life of bitter tears and sorrow, to languish as the pagan does without hope, but rather as the words of the gospel speak, if you remain in him, as he remains in the Father, if Christ remains in you, then you will indeed bear much fruit. For this is the will of the Father. And in this is the Father glorified, that you, even in this present life of sorrow and tears, may bear much fruit and become his disciples. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.